What are relative pronouns? To understand relative pronouns, you must first understand relative clauses. A relative clause is a type of dependent clause that modifies part or all of the main clause. Here are a few examples. He's the man who hit my car. I like to eat foods that are natural. She wants to invite people whom we all know. The table, which was a present, looks great in my living room. As you can see, all four relative clauses provide additional information about the noun in the main clause. For this reason, relative clauses are sometimes known as adjective clauses. You'll also notice that relative clauses must begin with a relative pronoun. In English, there are five common relative pronouns. What are the five relative pronouns? These are the five most common relative pronouns. That. That modifies people and things. The woman grabbed the pamphlet that was nearest to her. The dog that bit me lives nearby. Which. Which modifies things. The book, which took 5 years to write, was rather dull. The bird, which sings all day, wants to leave its cage. Who. Who modifies people or animals with names? I like people who give to charity. Diego is a chimpanzee who knows sign language. Whom. Whom modifies people or animals with names that function as the object of a sentence? Last night I saw a man whom I believed to be the city mayor. She's the woman with whom he had an affair. Whose. Whose modifies people or animals with names by referring to something that they possess. My roommate is the one whose mother passed away. Lyle, whose fur is completely black, is one of the friendliest cats you'll ever meet. In addition to the five pronouns listed above, there are also a few compound relative pronouns. People sometimes refer to them as indefinite relative pronouns. Compound relative pronouns apply to general groups of people or things, as well as people or things that are unknown. Here are a few examples. Whoever. Whoever modifies general groups or unknown people. Whoever comes to the party will be welcomed as a friend. Whomever. Whomever modifies general groups or unknown people that function as the object of a sentence. They always mistreated whomever they encountered. Whichever. Whichever modifies general groups or unknown things. I will eat at whichever restaurant you prefer. Whatever. Whatever modifies general or unknown things. My parents will be happy with whatever career I choose. Finally, where, when, and what can also function as relative pronouns in some situations. Here are a few examples. Can you show us the spot where you proposed? We can cross that bridge when we come to it. I don't know what to do.